Thanks for streaming WSOY on nowdecatur.com. This stream is presented by Hickory Point Bank, Invested. Their investment in Decatur is an investment in everyone who calls Decatur home. Beers and Company this morning, starting at 6 a.m., we'll be broadcasting live from Central Park for Operation Cookie Share, broadcast presented by Earth Mover Credit Union. Beers and Company, 6 to 9 on WSOY Decatur.
5:59. Good morning. Jeff Daly live from Central Park. Kyle May didn't deny having somewhat of a personal stake in seeing the new mountain bike trail added to Nelson Park. "This is cool," said May, owner of Spin City Cycles. "As a guy that owns a bike shop and sells bikes for a living, this opens up a whole new category that's a little more accessible to us than previous." Kidding aside, May believes the new 1.3-mile loop that had its grand opening ceremony Wednesday afternoon will provide a welcome and needed benefit to the area. Decatur Park District Board President Chris Harrison conducted the ribbon-cutting ceremony at the Nelson Park Fitness Pavilion. He says the trail adds to the facility's many offerings. After Harrison delivered the opening remarks, May showed a video of riders testing the course last week. Harrison then conducted the ribbon cutting before a demonstration rider took a crack at a challenging feature that's only about a foot wide, and he completed it successfully. Trail all a part of the park district's master plan from 2011 to develop Nelson Park.
They'll meet again today. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The Secretary of State and a top North Korean official trying to work things out for an even bigger meeting next month. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, after a working dinner last night in New York, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Kim Jong-chul, leader Kim Jong-un's right-hand man, will come together for a series of meetings today. The main topic on the agenda:
denuclearization of the peninsula. That's what these ongoing conversations taking place now will be centered on.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the summit may still be held on June 12th in Singapore, but it may happen later. It's unclear whether the Trump administration is considering allowing Pyongyang to keep a civilian nuclear program. Dave?
Rachel, President Trump's personal lawyers on deadline. A federal judge giving Michael Cohen until June 15th to go through all the files seized from FBI raids and make attorney-client privilege claims to keep them sealed.
Attorneys for Cohen pleaded to the judge for more time, laying out a grim picture of what it has been like for their team to get through the 3.7 million files they've received so far from the government, saying they have people working through the night, sleeping on couches, and even have one staff member who has a tremor in his hand from going through the files.
Fox's Laura Engel outside the court in New York City. The president will go to Texas this morning, where he'll meet with parents whose kids were killed at Santa Fe High School in a shooting nearly 2 weeks ago. This as we get a glimpse inside the mind of the gunman who opened fire at the school in Parkland, Florida. Authorities released videos Nicholas Cruz recorded on his phone.
"All the kids in school will run in fear and hide. From the wrath of my power, they will know who I am."
He murdered 17 people back in February. Could get the death penalty for that. It's day two of a manhunt in Tennessee for the man accused of killing a sheriff's sergeant in Dixon County. An accomplice has already been arrested and charged with murder. This is Fox News. Fair and balanced.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about a dollar a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and install fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
Transform your child's summer with Mathnasium. Children of all skill levels enjoy our math-focused summer programs like fractions, multiplication, algebra readiness, and more. These programs prevent summer learning loss and get kids ready for the year ahead. Mathnasium is the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. We have over 900 centers worldwide. Call 855-SUMMER-5 to contact yours. That's 855-SUMMER-5. At Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
WSOY News Time on your Thursday morning is 6:03. The Illinois General Assembly enters its final day of the spring session halfway to sending Governor Bruce Rauner what both Democrats and Republicans say is a balanced budget. The Senate voted 56-2 on a $38.5 billion spending plan Wednesday night. It's for the budget year that gets underway July 1st. The action moves the plan to the House. Negotiators there have been in on Senate discussions, so it's likely to get a thumbs up. Senate debate was immersed in a collegiate, with compliments. They replaced the rancor of the past 3 years. Republican Governor Bruce Rauner and Democrats controlling the General Assembly couldn't agree on a budget during Rauner's first 2 years. Lawmakers forced him to accept a plan with a budget with an income tax increase last summer, which he vetoed, but then was overturned. Up next, a look at your WSOY three-day weather forecast, and we'll take a look at sports as the Cardinals wrapped up their series with the Milwaukee Brewers. WSOY News Time is 6:00.
This June, don't get stung by Measure B. The billionaires behind Measure B are swarming our mailboxes, our televisions, computers, even phones. Don't be fooled. The Mercury News says Measure B isn't about the housing shortage. It's about greed. On June 5th, say no to the billionaires and vote no on B. Paid for by Yes on C, No on B. Stop the Sprawl San Jose. Supported by Mayor Sam Liccardo. Committee major funding from Neighbors for Sam Liccardo for San Jose Mayor 2018.
Four.
Enough is enough. It's estimated that only one in every five cases of adult abuse is reported. The Adult Protective Services Program is changing that statistic by connecting victims to services available through local community agencies like CHELP. Reporting adult abuse gives victims the opportunity to receive the help they need to stop the abuse and can reduce their risk of future abuse. If you suspect abuse of the elderly or adults with disabilities, report it by calling CHELP or the Adult Protective Services Hotline at 1-866-800-1409.
Hi, I'm Dana from Decatur Earth Mover Credit Union, and the military has always been very close to my heart and a huge part of my life. My father was the Command Sergeant Major in the National Guard and served in 2 deployments. It would mean so much to the soldiers if you could honor their sacrifices with a box of Girl Scout cookies during the 5th annual Operation Cookie Share on Thursday, May 31st. Stop by Central Park from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. to help us send 10,000 boxes of Girl Scout cookies to our military and first responders, or visit any Decatur Earth Mover branch to donate.
The WSOY three-day weather forecast, a sunny day today with a high of 91 degrees. There is about a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms later this afternoon. Clouds this evening, partly cloudy skies with another 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening, 68 your overnight low. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 88. Saturday, sunny with a high of 85 degrees. It is 70 currently in Central Park in downtown Decatur. In sports, well, it was a memorable return for Alex Reyes. He pitched 4 scoreless innings for St. Louis in his return from Tommy John surgery Wednesday afternoon. But Orlando Arcia hit a tie-breaking RBI and singles our RBI single in Milwaukee's 2-run 7th. Brewers held off the Cardinals 3-2 for the win yesterday. Joe Musgrove pitched 7 strong innings, and his hard slide led to both teams emptying their benches in another tense moment in the series between the Cubs and the Pirates. Pirates defeated the Cubs 2-1, and it was the Indians sweeping the White Sox 9-1. Cardinal baseball for you tonight. It comes your way after a short edition of Sport with Mark. And Kane, that comes your way at 5. Cardinal baseball at 6:05. Your next news comes your way at the bottom of the hour. I'm Jeff Daly, live from Central Park for Operation Cookie Share for WSOY and Newhoff Media. Media made locally.
Good morning and welcome to the Thursday, May 31st edition of Buyers and Company. We are live in Central Park supporting the Girl Scouts with Operation Cookie Share. You can call and donate right now. Money stays here. Cookies go to the troops and first responders. 875-1340.
Buyers and Company. WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. It is a beautiful morning here. I know it's going to turn into a hot day, but for the morning hours, it is nothing but pleasant here in Central Park. You can drive by and donate today. We're going to be here all day. University Dogs is going to be here for lunch, and the rest of the Newhoff radio stations will be down here broadcasting live, concluding with the Eric Lee Show from 3 to 5. Operation Cookie Chair. The birds are singing, Jeff Daly. They're happy. Was that what word did you stumble over in that Statehouse story that it was painful to listen to?
It's a wrong word.
Okay, well, is it?
Yes. Have you ever heard of the word, we're immersed in collegiately and compliments?
Well, okay, but collegiately was really having a hard time coming out of your mouth.
That makes no sense in there.
That's why you read it.
I know, but then I hit it and I was like, what is that?
Girl Scouts of Central Illinois, members of the Armed Forces Services and our first responders with Operation Cookie Share is now underway, a program that allows to let military troops, law enforcement, first responders know that we appreciate their service by purchasing cookies for them. In addition, 100% of the proceeds stay right here in the community to support Girl Scout activities and community service projects. You can join us as we broadcast live from 6 to 5 today to support the important cause, broadcast presented by the Kidder Earth Mover Credit Union. And we are going to be here for the entire day. Or at least portions of it. All of these stations will be down here to help out the cause. Hot 105, Y103, 95Q, and ESPN all in the house today as what is a very pleasant start to the day. It is nice. It's been muggy and hot in the morning. Not so much today.
Yeah, not too bad this morning
at
all.
That system that blew through seemed to have brought a little, I don't know if I'm going to say cool air, but it's nice and comfortable right now.
Right. It's a good start to the day. They're going to probably be a little bit warm this afternoon, but hey.
Well, that's them.
That's exactly
right.
Yeah,
exactly. Boxes are $5 each, by the way, and your contribution can make a big impact on the life of a Girl Scout. In addition, you can come downtown to see the Memorial Flag Garden, sponsored by Hickory Point Bank, that was put up last night. Matt Hall, I think, just posted a video. I saw a text in the green space in the 300 block there of North Water, and that is a pretty cool deal. Walked over there this morning, took a picture of it. I'll be posting that here in a little bit on social media. But they're going to have all kinds of food down here. They're going to have all kinds of fun stuff, and you can be a part of it by giving. It's pretty simple, pretty easy, and all you have to do is call 875-1340. You don't even have to physically come down here. You can just literally make a call. Operators are standing by. You want $5 a box. You want to buy a case? Buy a case.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's as simple as that. I think that averages out to something 40, 50 bucks, something like that.
I don't have that.
Yeah, but I mean, it's still.
How many boxes are in a case? It wouldn't average out. There would be an exact number times five.
That's true. Okay.
Yeah.
25.
Is there 25 boxes?
No.
Okay.
No,
you're just making this up as we go
along.
Yes,
I am.
So you can buy a case and send the case to the troops and our first responders, and they take care of all the shipping and handling of that. That's the great thing. Pre-9/11, you know, a sixth grade class could do a project and just put, you know, U.S. soldier on it, and it would make its way to an army base somewhere. Mm-hmm. After 9/11 and after the anthrax scare and all of that, they went to very specific numbers, and without that number, you can't get it to a member of the armed services. Right. So the Girl Scouts handles all of that. They handle the cost of the shipping and the handling, and they get it all to the troops. All you have to do is donate. The money stays here, and the cookies go to those who would really truly appreciate it. I mean, how nice would it be? You're in a unit somewhere in you know, Afghanistan or wherever it might be, South Korea, and you get a case of cookies from strangers saying, hey, thank you for your work.
Right. And coming from a family that has military members in it, I know how much that's always appreciated for men and women who are serving overseas to get that little smile from home. You know, that just makes their day.
Absolutely. And we want to thank Earth Mover Credit Union. Their CEO, Barry Schmidt, will be with Pam, the CEO of the Girl Scouts here in the local area, with us in about 10 minutes as we continue to broadcast live in Central Park on a beautiful sunny day. The birds, I don't remember the birds chirping so loud. What are those?
Either.
Those are a very distinct sounding bird.
I don't know. I think that's a robin, actually, to tell you
is
the
it?
Truth. I'm not. Jack Nuzzo would be the guy to talk to about that. He's the expert.
Well, I don't have Jack. I have you.
And I can't help you. I'm not a birder.
But you're pretty good at just making stuff up.
Let's call it a robin.
That's a robin.
There you go. Okay. How's that sound? We'll call it a morning robin just welcoming us on this day.
A morning robin.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what we'll call it.
Yeah.
Going to be one of those. I have a feeling.
All right. That's fine.
We've got a lot to do here, including visiting with many, many, many of our community leaders and board members of the Girl Scouts, people who take the time to serve and do the things that help this great cause. Central Illinois, a lot of Girl Scouts. You'll see them in the Razzle Dazzle Good Times Parade. You'll see them out and about. They have their big conference every year at the Decatur Conference Center and Hotel. It's pretty cool to go out there and see what they're learning. It's not sewing and knitting. You know, it's STEM. It's, you know, it's science and technology, engineering and math, and empowering young women all across this great Central Illinois area to become future leaders of our community. Here's how you can support the cause. 875-1340. That's as simple as that. You can charge it on your credit card, over the phone. You don't even have to get out of bed. You can just literally just roll over, grab the phone, call, and buy a case of cookies. We'll send those cookies to the troops, and the money stays right here to help the Girl Scouts.
Yeah, it's going to be a good day, so make sure you pick up the phone and give us a call.
Yeah, do you have any idea when the Girl Scouts organization started? Do you have any historical context to when the Girl Scouts began?
No, because I'd be making it up.
Well, that hasn't stopped you so far. Juliet Gordon Lowe envisioned an organization that would prepare girls to meet their world with courage and confidence and character. And in 1912, at a time when women in the United States couldn't yet vote, this nearly deaf 51-year-old sparked a worldwide movement, inspiring girls to embrace together their individuality, their strength, their intellect. Juliet, who was affectionately known as Daisy by her family and close friends, gathered 18 girls in her hometown of Savannah, Georgia, to share what she had learned abroad about a new outdoor educational program for youth. And with this, the Girl Scout movement was born. Along with Juliet, these very first Girl Scouts blazed trails and redefined what was possible for themselves and for girls everywhere. So think about 1912. Women yet do not have the right to vote, and a young woman known affectionately as Daisy to her family began the very first Girl Scout troop in Savannah, Georgia, in the midst of what they would have called the progressive area. So progressive, women didn't have the right to vote.
Right. That's pretty impressive, isn't it?
They played basketball, they hiked, they swam, they camped, they learned to read the world around them, for instance, by studying foreign language, telling time by the stars. They shared a sense of curiosity and a belief that they could do anything. But most importantly, just like Girl Scouts around the country and around the globe today, they offered a helping hand to those in need and worked together to improve their corner of the world. Lifelong messages that these young women are learning in the Girl Scouts. And so you can call and donate by calling 875-1340. That's 875-1340, and donate now. If you have a specific person you want these to go to, they can also accommodate
oh,
that
that's
for
cool.
you. Yes, I mean, so if you have, you know, family serving in Germany or in Asia or in the Middle East, and you have that number and that identifier to be able to get that to that person, then they will absolutely do that.
That's great.
If you don't, you just want to say general thank you to the men and women in uniform, all you have to do is buy a box, buy a couple of boxes, buy a case. 875-1340. Big thank you to Dwayne McCoskey and the folks at Marquee Beverage. I cannot tell you how happy it makes me when I show up to do a show on location and I see the Marquee folks.
Saw Dwayne roll up, and I was like, bless you, sir. Always great to see you. Thank you very much.
That Marquee truck was here. My heart skipped a beat or two. It was just yes, it won't be a day without Marquee.
That's
so,
right.
Very happy and thankful to them as well. All right, coming up just a few minutes here, we'll be talking to the CEO of the Girl Scouts of Central Illinois and the CEO of Earth Mover Credit Union. They have partnered together to bring you this 12 hours of broadcast. It's not quite 12 hours. I guess it's 11 hours.
11 hours.
We'll wrap things up with the Eric Lee Show from 3 to 5, and in between 95Q, Hot 105, and Y103 will be down here. By the way, you come down and get a chance to meet our new PD of Y103.
Yeah.
Miggy's quite a piece of work. He is a lot of energy.
Yeah.
Miggy Santos.
Yes.
And he has just moved here from he was out on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's going to, and at least he moved here at the right time of year. If you're coming here from the West Coast in January, that's not good.
Yeah. Fortunately, I think he's out from New York, I believe, originally.
Well, originally, that's where he's from.
Originally, yes. But so at least, I mean, he's familiar with winter. He's been through a winter on occasion.
You forget winters
quick. But you live in California, you kind of forget that after a while.
Anyway, he'll be down here. Yeah. The whole crew will be broadcasting in Central Park with our Morning Robin here to, what was the official title? You've already forgotten.
I just called it a Morning Robin.
But no, there was something else very flourishy.
Welcoming us to the morning.
Yes, that's, I think, what it was. Jeff, the ornithologist. Where's David Horman?
Well, you need him. That's right.
We'll take a break. Back with more. Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today we have sunny skies, highs around 91 degrees. Very slight chance we could see some rain showers after 2 p.m. Tonight, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly before 10 p.m. Cloudy and gradually becoming partly cloudy with lows around 70. For your Friday, mostly sunny highs near 88. And Saturday, mostly sunny highs near 85 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 71 degrees.
This June, don't get stung by Measure B. The billionaires behind Measure B are swarming our mailboxes, our televisions, computers, even phones. Don't be fooled. The Mercury News says Measure B isn't about the housing shortage. It's about greed. On June 5th, say no to the billionaires and vote no on B. Paid for by Yes on C, No on B. Stop the Sprawl San Jose. Supported by Mayor Sam Liccardo. Committee major funding from Neighbors for Sam Liccardo for San Jose Mayor 2018.
One person can make a difference, and difference creates change. And change can lead to something better. Some place better, where our young people thrive, our businesses prosper, our schools and parks flourish, where art inspires us, where our streets are safe and our future is bright. It is with your generosity that our community is made stronger. It is with your generosity that lives can change. At the Community Foundation of Macon County, we connect the philanthropic goals of donors like you with the needs of our community. The Community Foundation of Macon County, because it starts with you. Find out how to give at endowdecatur.org or make an appointment by calling 429-3000. Be that one person who makes a difference.
This is Operation Cookie Share, presented by Earth Mover Credit Union. Call 875-1340 to purchase Girl Scout cookies to send to our troops.
Okay, Lindsay, I need you to check Google Hangouts, please, if you don't mind. What she told me last night was make sure Jeff has his phone.
I literally was just looking at it. Nothing came up. Okay, until you came on. I'm not even joking.
Okay, well, you're still very low, so read it and turn everything up. But last night she told me, tell Jeff he has to hold on to his phone. This is what she was telling me to tell you this morning.
I have the Fitbit, which automatically lets me know that text come through.
It does?
Yeah, mine does.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that in my life.
It alerts me every time I get a text.
Are you sure it's not just telling you to get up and move?
Nope.
It might be sending you the exact opposite message.
That's the purple light. Blue light lets me know that it's a text that's coming.
That must be a new feature. I have idea. Are you used to it now? Because the first after the first couple of times, it kind of alarms you.
Yeah.
It's like your wrist starts vibrating.
I know.
Wait a minute.
That's when it starts ringing. It kind of freaks me out still a little bit.
Ringing?
Yeah. It alerts me when my phone is ringing as well.
It does?
Yours doesn't?
No.
Wow, that's weird.
I'm glad. I don't need any more. I mean, how much notification do you need? So you have the thing on your wrist tells you the thing 6 inches away is actually vibrating.
Right. Well, I never turn on my ringer.
Okay. Well, no, I don't either, but it still vibrates.
Yeah, but sometimes.
See, this is way more information. We'll have your Fitbit update tomorrow. No, I actually didn't start it. Lindsay started it last night.
Oh, that's right.
All right. Pam, good morning, and it's good to have you with us. It's hard for me to believe it's been a year. I kind of sort of count the calendar by events, and you go, wait, what happened to, like, 2017, 2018. It's crazy, right?
Absolutely. Good morning, Brian. Yes, and thanks for having us back again this year.
Our pleasure. It's going to be a hot day today, but you've got plenty of volunteers that are going to be down here in Central Park. You've got volunteers in the radio station answering the phones. The phones, if you don't want to get out in the heat, and by the way, it's very pleasant right now, but you can just simply call 875-1340 with your credit card, order a box, two boxes, a case, whatever you want to do, and that's all you have to do. I mean, how simple is that? The money stays right here in the community to help out the Girl Scouts, Scouts and their cause. And the cookies all go to not only the troops, but this year you guys have added the first responders.
We have, and there's been a really great response adding the fire departments, the police departments, the ambulance services.
The EMT folks, yes.
We're excited about that.
All right, well, great stuff. Well, Barry Schmidt joins you. Barry is the CEO of Earth Mover. Is this an early day for you? I never know about – they used to joke about banker hours, right?
Yeah, they used to. My wife always says when people –
when they say that,
go, you guys got banker hours, and she goes, do you know what time he goes in, what time he gets home? I don't think it's
it's not what
enjoyable
it used to be.
As it used to be,
well,
yes.
Everybody's working a little harder.
But no, we love it.
All right, well, thank you for your support. It's important to companies like Earth Mover Credit Union support causes like this, you know, local companies supporting local causes. The Girl Scouts is such a great organization today. If you go out to their big conference they do at the Decatur Conference Center Hotel, and there's Girl Scouts from all over the state of Illinois, and, yeah, they still do the fun stuff like archery. I mean, it's still kind of cool to go out back of the hotel, and they're shooting arrows at targets, but they're doing science and technology and engineering. engineering and math, and things I would think would be great careers, you know, into the Earth Mover Credit Union arena. But I mean, empowering young women to be anything they want to be.
They do a great job of it. I've had two boys that were in the Boy Scouts, and I saw the growth that it did for them, and it's just wonderful to see what it does for the girls. And like you said, giving them opportunities that they may not have elsewhere.
And what today is all about is giving every girl in our community that opportunity, because not everyone can afford to do all of this. And you guys scholarship and make sure that there's not a single young woman in the Central Illinois area. If they want to be a Girl Scout, you find a way for them to be a Girl Scout.
Absolutely. We will turn no girl away for her lack of ability to pay. So we do scholarship her membership fees. We'll send her to camp on a scholarship if camp is the place for her to be. So, yeah, we couldn't be more thankful to companies like Earth Mover and Hickory Point Bank that did our flag garden last night. So if people haven't had a chance to get by and see those over 1,000 flags, patriotism is a big part of Girl Scouting.
Well, we're just off of Memorial Day, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that people still remember that it's not just a sale kind of thing, you know, or a three-day holiday, that it still means a great deal. And if you look at the history of the Girl Scouts, go back to Savannah, Georgia, and you think about 1912, and women didn't even have the right to vote, and this young woman who was known as Daisy to her family travels abroad and brings back this thing she learns and starts the very first Girl Scout troop. Isn't it amazing what one human being can do in life?
You know, Juliet Gordon Lowe was an inspiration even back then, and some of her concepts and her ideas would still be considered cutting edge. The woman was way before her time, and we were very blessed to have her as our founder.
Well, Operation Cookie Share, how many years have you guys been doing this?
10 years.
It's been a decade. That
yes.
is amazing.
And we have sent over 300,000 boxes, very close to four. We would love to hit the 400,000 box mark this year.
All right. Now, I have talked to any number of people who have served, who have been on the recipient end of this, and I know to some people, you think if you're in Afghanistan, okay, you know, cookies, it does mean a lot. When a care package comes from somebody you don't even know, just saying, hey, thinking about you and thank you for your service to our country, it means a great deal to them.
It does. Brian, we didn't even know when we started this the impact that it was would have. We started getting letters and flags that had flown over Afghanistan and that had been a part of a mission, pictures of soldiers in their fatigues with their guns and their Girl Scout cookies. And that little piece of home that we can send back to them, it does mean a tremendous amount.
Now, it's also, you guys are jumping a big, there's a lot of bureaucratic, you know, trying to send something to the troops today is not like it was. Barry, when you and I were kids, you know, you could do something in a class and just, you know, address it to a U.S. soldier and it would end up, you know, somewhere.
And we get there.
And we get there. After 9/11, that all changed. And so it's not as easy to send stuff to the troops as it used to be. You guys handle all of that. So all of the barriers for people to be able to do this themselves, you guys handle all the logistical end of this. All you have to do today is donate. The money stays right here, and you guys get the cookies to the troops.
Absolutely. And we have a partner in our baker that will get the cookies to their distribution points, and then they go to all of our troops overseas.
All right, so tell me about, I know that you guys are taking donations at all of the Earth Mover Credit Union locations, correct?
That is correct.
So you've got, let me see if I get all these right. You correct me if I'm wrong. 2600 East Dividend Drive. You got 4855 Aldi Drive. That's the one near Mount Zion and Walmart, correct? 550 North Edwards Street. That's the drive up only.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have 260 West Marion Avenue, which is right there by Kaziah Harley-Davidson in Forsyth.
Correct. And we've had one more, but it might be a little bit of a drive for people over here, but we added one over in Paris, Illinois.
Really? Okay, new location.
Yes.
All right. So if you want to drive to Paris and make that donation,
go right ahead.
Nice day for a drive.
They'd love to see you.
All right, great stuff. So 100% of the proceeds stay right here, right?
I mean,
so
absolutely correct.
If I buy a $5 box or I buy a case, how many boxes are in a case?
There are 12 boxes in a case.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that now we know 12 times 5. Okay, that's what a case costs.
$60, yeah.
$60, I buy a case, all 60 of those dollars stay here, and that case goes to either the armed services or to our frontline folks here, as you mentioned, the men and women in uniform, police, sheriffs, mm-hmm. EMTs, firefighters, and there's no middleman cost at all.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Those dollars will stay in this market. The cookies will go to our military men and women and to our first responders here locally.
Okay, so then tell me a little bit about what that will do. You know, like what $60 will do. If I buy, you know, three cases or I buy a couple of $100, does that pay for a camp experience? You know, what does that mean? How does that translate?
$60 would pay for, with a little bit left over, two girls' memberships to be a Girl Scout, which right now we have an opportunity to register a girl for 18 months for that same $25.
Okay, so if I buy a case of cookies, I'm basically taking two young women in this community community that maybe not can afford to be a Girl Scout and allowing them to be a Girl Scout with the purchase of that one case.
Absolutely, Brian. And we know that the longer a girl is in Girl Scouting, it changes her life. It is life-changing.
Tell me about the impact that it has. I mean, I know you guys have analytical data that you look at. The people who are in Girl Scouts go on to be more successful in life. They go on to have bigger and better careers. I mean, there's plenty of scientific analysis that shows this.
You know, we have a research institute that looks at the state of girls, and every 10 years or so they do a study on how girls' well-being is performing. And for the first time ever in the last study, girls' well-being has declined, declined from a state of mental health, obesity. More girls are obese. Joining Girl Scouts, we provide the affiliation that a lot of girls lack when it comes to that feeling of mental security and their family finances. That also registered as being more challenged. This for the first time since this study had been done. So this provides a vehicle for girls to learn a path out of poverty. It does give them an opportunity to see themselves in college, to experience different career opportunities, and we do have evidence that supports girls that are in Girl Scouting are more successful in life.
Barry, you know, as an employer, you're a guy, you know, your company, your business hires people here in the Central Illinois area. What I hear from employers all the time is that kids are lacking soft skills, people skills. You know, the things they learn in organizations like the Girl Scouts is more valuable today than ever.
Exactly. I was just thinking when she was saying that, I would think the communication. I mean, what we see anymore is young people, we're susceptible to it as well. We got our devices. We're always connected, but we're not connected with people. We're connected with a device. And organizations like that where the kids are spending time together and developing those people skills, how to talk to someone, how to connect, how to be empathetic with them, that's huge. And to be able to see that and hire those type of individuals is really what we look for.
No, I think it's going to get worse before it gets better, because we're getting an entire generation that they don't leave their bedrooms. They don't leave the games and the machines, and they have no, like, they don't go outside. I mean, all of these things are going to make better citizens. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more. We're live in Central Park. Here's how you can donate. 875-1340. Call or stop by. Buy your cookies for the troops right now.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. They had dinner last night, and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo meets again today with a top North Korean official in New York. He says the goal remains the certifiable, irreversible denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
It will require a robust verification program, and one that that we will undertake with partners around the world, which will achieve that outcome in a way that, frankly, no agreement before it has ever set forth.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un met with Russia's foreign minister today. President Trump heads to Texas this morning.
The president will appear at a $5,000 a plate luncheon in Houston before going to Dallas for a fundraising event sponsored by the Republican National Committee and the president's 2020 reelection campaign. While in Houston, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the president will also meet with families of the victims of this month's shooting at Santa Fe High School.
Fox's Jared Halpern in D.C. Fox News. We report. You decide.
WSOY News Time, 6:31. Macon County power customers will be among those reaping the benefits as Ameren Illinois is set to upgrade more than 63,000 residential gas meters later this year. Company announced yesterday it will perform the updates later this year in six Illinois counties, including Macon, DeWitt, Christian, Moultrie, Piatt, and Sangamon counties. The smart two-way communication, electric, and natural gas meters will improve grid management, give consumers more energy usage control, and provide more usage data through mobile and web-based tools. Customers will be contacted by Ameren in advance of their meter upgrades and will not have to take any action or be present as long as crews have clear and safe access to the meters. The upgrades will take about 10 to 15 minutes to perform with a brief interruption to electrical services. The work will be done by Ameren Illinois or a contracting crews displaying Ameren photo IDs, and installers will never ask for payment. It was the St. Louis Cardinals falling to the Milwaukee Brewers 3-2 in the rubber game of the series Wednesday afternoon in Milwaukee. Meanwhile, the Cubs and Pirates went at it again, literally and figuratively, after a bench clearing situation. The Pittsburgh Pirates came out on top 2-1 over the Cubs, and it was the White Sox getting swept by the Indians 9-1. Cardinal baseball for you tonight after a shortened edition of Sport Talk with Mark Tupper and Tim Kaine that comes your way starting at 5. Cardinal baseball at 6:05 as the Redbirds host the Pirates at Busch. Your next news update comes your way at the top of the hour. I'm Jeff Daly, live from Central Park for Operation Cookie Share for WSOY and Newhoff Media, media made locally.
This June, don't get stung by Measure B. The billionaires behind Measure B are swarming our mailboxes, our televisions, computers, even phones. Don't be fooled. The Mercury News says Measure B isn't about the housing shortage. It's about greed. On June 5th, say no to the billionaires and vote no on B. Paid for by Yes on C, No on B. Stop the Sprawl San Jose. Supported by Mayor Sam Liccardo. Committee major funding from Neighbors for Sam Liccardo for San Jose Mayor 2018.
Hello, you've reached Toyota. This is Jan. How can I help?
I was wondering why you say that your summer starts at your Toyota dealer.
Well, May is the start of summer, right?
True.
And with great offers on our big selection of Toyotas now through June 4th, you can get the reliable Toyota you need to get you to all the events that summer has to offer. Like drive up and visit your mom for Mother's Day.
Oh, son, it's so good to see you.
You'll never guess what happened at Bingo. Or go down to the lake for 4th of July fireworks.
There's so many places to go, I just don't know which one to pick. You know what? I'm gonna do them all.
So all I needed was B9, and then they called... B8! I mean, that's really close.
That's the spirit.
Right now, get 0.9% APR for 60 months on a new 2018 RAV4. Toyota, let's go places.
0.9% APR financing for 60 months with $1,705 $1,000 borrowed on approved credit from Toyota Financial Services. Call 1-800-79-TOYOTA for details. Does not include taxes, license, title registration fees, and dealer fees. Does not include college debt or military rebate. Varies by Regency dealer for details. Offers end 6/4/18.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today we got sunny skies and highs around 91 degrees. A very, very slight chance we could see some rain showers later this afternoon. Then for tonight, a 30% chance of showers, thunderstorms, with gradually becoming partly cloudy with lows around 70 degrees. Then for your Friday, mostly sunny, highs near 88. Saturday, sunshine, highs near 85 degrees. It is 71 degrees right now in downtown Decatur.
Purchase Girl Scout cookies for our troops now with Operation Cookie Share on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Call 875-1340 and support our troops and the Girl Scouts of Central Illinois.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here live in Central Park for Operation Cookie Share. 10 years in existence, and we're visiting with Pam, who does a great job as the CEO, Barry from Earth Mover Credit Union, sponsor of our entire 11 hours of broadcasting here in Central Park. 10 years of doing this, but the Girl Scouts have been selling cookies for a long time. We were talking about during the break, and Barry, as an employer, you know, sees this, as does ADM and, you know, every company in between, you know, these soft skills that kids aren't learning. It's more than just selling cookies. I mean, it's not like it may be like, you know, maybe dad or mom brings a little sheet to work and you pass it around. But there are goals. There's a whole strategic sort of category of how this is being done with these troops. I mean, it's not just about, hey, mister, buy a box of cookies.
Absolutely. This is a program, Brian. It's not just about a sale. And so we bring girls in to a cookie rally. It's like Cookie University, and we teach them how to make change, for one. A lot of kids can't count or make change in that way. We teach them communication skills, goal setting, business ethics. That's all a part of the learning platform behind the cookie program.
Okay, and so there is a strategy involved. There's contests that go on, so it's incentivized, which I love. I think sometimes with kids anymore, I understand participation ribbons, but I think we've done almost too much of that. You know, we've taught kids how to, like, not compete and be the best they can be.
Absolutely. We actually have a Super Sellers banquet on this Sunday coming up for girls that have exceeded their goals in a very large way by selling more than 1,500 boxes,
but recognizing them is important. I mean, I really do think. Barry, don't you? I mean, we've lost a little of that today.
I mean, we personally always talk about sales and you get some employees, oh, I would never sell. You don't sell for your benefit. You do it for the members' benefit. And just like what they're doing, is it's not a bad thing.
No.
But it's a lost skill, and it's something that being able to do that and make that connection of how you're benefiting everybody, that's huge.
All right, Pam said making change. You are in this is your business. How long will we be making change? Do you have a prediction? Honest to God truth, I swear to you, this is the truth. We have our WSOYMCA challenge going on, and there was a contest where they handed out quarters. And I swear to you, a quarter looked really small to me because I couldn't remember the last time I actually had a quarter in my hand because I just don't use change at all.
No one does.
Yeah.
Debit cards, credit cards, you hand somebody a dollar and you give them 2 cents because you want a quarter back, and they look at you got another head growing out. What's going on?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't need those 2 pennies. Well, sure you do.
Yeah. Exactly.
But it is, you guys are keeping up with the technology, and where maybe Girl Scouts 30 or 40 years ago, you know, were doing very different things than they are today. STEM is, I know, a huge driver in what you guys are teaching these young ladies.
Without a doubt. We just launched, had our inaugural STEM advisory committee. We had very, very powerful women with a lot of knowledge in the area of STEM. The president of SWE, the Society for Women Engineers, participated. We had some, someone there from, Cave Engineering. We had somebody there from State Farm, all over Central Illinois that came together to help put curriculum together for us to deliver an even deeper program in the area of science, technology, engineering, and math.
Yeah, we're going to talk to Mary Cave a little bit later about that. She was on that STEM advisory committee, and she's a great community leader, but not only that, but a great role model for these young ladies. It's very important. You guys have been doing this work for a very long time, going back to what was then known as the progressive era, even though women didn't have the right to vote. I don't know what was so progressive about it, but a young woman in Savannah, Georgia had this vision. Isn't it amazing? You know, you think about, like, I think about the Coleman family, and I think about, like, how, you know, a very small group of people or a singular person can impact change for decades and decades and drive a movement. It's hard to believe, but I see it too often to not believe in it. It's just amazing. So there might be one of these young ladies coming through here today or is in your program today that is one of those people. I mean, how amazing is that?
And, you know, we teach girls to shoot for the, aim high, shoot for the stars. There's nothing that holds them back except their own fear and inability to try.
Well, listen, Barry, we appreciate the use of Jess. I know she puts a lot of work in on this.
She's a great asset.
Yeah, and then all of your locations, once again, if people are coming through there today, they can buy a box of cookies, they can make a donation.
They can do it through the lobbies. We got girls that will be selling cookies there. Drop them off in the drive-up, however you want it. We'll make sure the money gets to the Girl Scouts.
All right, if you don't want to go to Paris, you don't have to. You can. New location. You can also do Dividend Drive, which is right near Hubbard Avenue off 48. Aldi Drive, which is out by the Mount Zion Walmart. Edward Street, that's the drive-up only. I like that, though, because it's right off downtown here. It's very convenient to use. And then in Marion Avenue, which is the one right next to Kazire Harley-Davidson in Forsyth.
Yes.
All right. Well, listen, thank you again for your support. We really appreciate it.
We're more than happy to do it. It's a great organization. It's a great way to support the troops and the local first responder, so
fantastic stuff. Barry, we appreciate it. Pam, always, 10 years of doing this. It's amazing. Can't believe it.
Appreciate it so much.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we get back here, we'll visit with Kelly Day and more. We've got a lot of great role models, people who were Girl Scouts growing up and are now community leaders and making a difference in Decatur on a day-to-day basis. Once again, big thank you to Marquee Coffee. They're out here this morning, and I can't tell you how happy that makes me. They've been fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discernible coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their bean.
This June, don't get stung by Measure B. The billionaires behind Measure B are swarming our mailboxes, our televisions, computers, even phones. Don't be fooled. The Mercury News says Measure B isn't about the housing shortage. It's about greed. On June 5th, say no to the billionaires and vote no on B. Paid for by Yes on C, No on B. Stop the Sprawl San Jose, supported by Mayor Sam Liccardo. Committee major funding from Neighbors for Sam Liccardo for San Jose Mayor 2018.
Oh my God, Debbie, look at that bike. It's just so big. Its wheels are so round and out there. I bet it's one of those bikes from Ride United. What do they see in that tiny little seat and those big wheels? They only ride it because it looks like it goes super fast. I totally heard all the guys at Spin City have rode that bike.
Well, Amber, I cannot lie. I like big bikes.
Ladies, I heard there will be a lot of big bikes at the 9th annual Ride United presented by Spin City Cycles and Newhoff Media. This Sunday, June 3rd at Fairview Park from 6:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Sponsored in part by First Mid-Illinois Bank and Trust, Brink Cotter & Associates, and Patty Gogarty with Sam's Hockaday Insurance. For more information or to register, visit uwdecatur.org or call 422-8537. So don't be some knucklehead trying to diss. Get out and ride United by visiting uwdecatur.org.
Oh my God, Debbie, look at that bike.
Performance.
You're listening to Operation Cookie Share, sending Girl Scout cookies to our troops. Call 875-1340 to purchase cookies now.
Back here on a Thursday, it is the very last day of May as we head into June, starting tomorrow morning back in the studios. And then it is a wild ride all the way through Labor Day. And there are just all kinds of things to do. And we have our Hot 25 list at Nauticator.com, thanks to the good folks at Bob Brady Auto Mall. Picking up my Jeep Rubicon tomorrow. I got a picture of it sent to me last night to be taken to the French Fried 5K and to all the events that are going on this weekend.
Awesome.
But the Hot 25 list is up. The 25 must-see and do things in the Greater Decatur community over the summer months. And that doesn't mean there's only 25. We had to narrow it down to 25. I mean, and it starts with grilling in the garden, helping Baby Talk tomorrow night. And then we have the French Fried 5K on Saturday, which is the celebration fundraiser they do in downtown. And then we're just rolling, Jeff. I mean, it's event after event after event. But right now, today, we're slowing it down and going to take some time to raise some money for the Girl Scouts because this is like an investment to me. It's not a donation. And our next guest knows all about that. She heads up the, well, at least for the time being, heads up the efforts at the Community Foundation. Well, no, I haven't talked to you publicly since you announced your retirement. I mean, you haven't gone anywhere. You're going to see the organization through this transition. But congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. I mean, I guess.
Yeah, it's time.
Anymore today, you know, retirement isn't what retirement used to be.
Exactly.
You know,
yes.
I was telling, you know, Larry this, the Altenbaum, he's like, you know, you work harder now than when you worked at Amherst.
Oh, and Bruce Nims, look at him,
yes,
right? Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to be one of those, I can tell you.
Good for you. I think whatever, you know, whatever makes you happy is what you should do. But you know about investing in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we think of philanthropy as just sort of a helping hand. Philanthropy is often an investment in future decades, you know, meaning generations to come. And empowering young women in this community to be future scientists and ag scientists
and leaders
engineers
of the community
and leaders
Foundation.
Of the community. Yes, it is important. And so the fact that we're here today raising money for young women who may not be able to afford to be a Girl Scout because of their own family circumstances, the fact that the people that are generous today will be able to, I mean, a case of cookies basically pays for two girls for a year to be a Girl Scout.
Yeah, that's cool. I heard that coming in. That's really neat.
I mean, that's a number you can round off. That's $60.
Right.
You just paid for two young women who might not otherwise have the opportunity to get the Girl Scouts experience. That's a pretty good investment.
It's a great investment, and investing for philanthropists is an important concept. They want to know there's an ROI, right? They want to know that someday it's going to...
Jeff, that's a return on investment.
It's a business.
Yeah, I know what that is. Thank you.
But they want to know that someday that's going to pay back to the community. They may not see it, but they know that investing in an organization like the Girl Scouts, a solid organization, is going to carry through, and those kids are going to demonstrate that investment paid off.
All right, follow me here on this logic.
Okay.
I think if you, as a community, you do nothing, and you let just the social network kind of do its thing, chances are a lot of these kids are going to end up costing taxpayers a lot of money because they're going to get into trouble because mom got into trouble or dad got into trouble. They're left to their own devices. That costs you a lot more as a community than the upfront initial investment of getting them down the right path. I mean, even if you don't have any compassion in your heart or can't just feel for people.
Yeah, do the calculation.
From an investment point of view, it makes a lot more sense upfront than it does paying on the back
end. And it costs tax dollars plus charitable dollars in that later, you know, time
or you
later.
Or you can give $60 and put two girls that might not have a chance to be a Girl Scout, and who knows what they do with their life. That's a year to kind of give them an eye-opening experience into whatever path and the things they're doing. When we were young, you know, Girl Scouts were like, you know, doing the easy bake oven stuff. I mean,
exactly.
It was a completely different thing.
Right.
Now it is about science and technology and engineering
leadership.
And math and leadership, and it always has been about those things. But the role of women, you know, I mean, have dramatically changed in this country over the last 50 or 60 years. I mean, I know it took a lot of work up front, but now having a female CEO of the Community Foundation or Beth Newhoff being the CEO of Newhoff, I mean, I know there's still struggles and I know there's still people out there. We just read a famous story yesterday. It's like, oh, my God.
Well, they're hard jobs.
Yeah,
you know?
But my point being is that it's not a young woman growing up today can believe it because they can look around and they can see all the examples of people who have done it before them.
Exactly.
All right. So why should people give?
People should give for all the reasons you just said, the investment in the future of young women, you know, building human capital of our community so that we have a pipeline of good leadership and talented young people coming up to take over these roles. And speaking of that, I would like to make a donation of $60 in honor of my six granddaughters are, one is a Girl Scout, the others are too young, but, they're, you know, they have good role models in the family, but I think them being in Girl Scouts will help other girls see the same role models that they see.
Absolutely.
So, it's a good opportunity for kids to meet kids they wouldn't ordinarily meet.
I think all of these programs, we need to do whatever we can do to support. You know, that was to me what was so important in working alongside your daughter Beth with the Ag Academy. You know, first of all, kids in general got to get out of their bedrooms, get off the video games, and learn some of these soft skills.
I think we're starting to get that and be more aware of that.
I hope so, because I mean, otherwise we're going to have a lot of overweight kids with carpal tunnel syndrome that aren't going to be able to communicate with anyone. And that's not a good thing unless you treat one of those things in the medical field. And so anything that gets these kids out to camp, gets them out in the outdoors, that's very still
running
much
around,
a very important part of what
breathing
the Girl Scouts.
Air.
Yes.
Yep.
All right. So we wanted to thank going in. There were a couple of anonymous donors to start off our show here today. I haven't mentioned it yet. A $2,000 and a $3,000 donation to start us off. So, you know, that's 5,000. That's 83 cases, I believe.
Good job.
Now think about that. That's 83 cases that are going to be shipped all over the world. Cookies are going to go to troops in Afghanistan or South Korea or, you know, even in, you know, North Carolina. And they're also this year going to be sending troops to our first responders. So men and women in uniform, police officers, firefighters, EMT. So you make the donation. The money, 100% of it stays right here. You don't have to do any of the logistical work about getting the cookies because they take care of all of that.
Isn't
this
cool?
An easy thing to do.
That's awesome.
How often do you get to, you know, kill two birds with one stone?
I know,
with one
and
check?
Get up at 5 o'clock, right?
Everybody acts like this is abnormal.
I know, it's wonderful. Today's wonderful. I'm glad it's not December.
She was in a good mood. I'm thrilled it's not December.
Yes, we're very happy.
And for all of you complaining about the heat, I just want you to remember 3 weeks ago because,
kidding.
Now, in a perfect world, we'd have a spring. Yes, I agree with you, but I'll take this any day.
It's a lovely morning. So.
Well, the search is on, I assume, for the your successor?
The job for my successor will be posted tomorrow on our website.
Okay.
And people can submit resumes through our website. And the board has formed a committee to review those, and it'll be a process that takes most of the rest of the year, probably.
It's important to get the right person.
It is, and they're volunteers, and so it's not going to be their daily job to review things. But we're looking at last quarter of the year for the transition, and I think that'll be a good timeline.
Well, I'm glad that some organizations don't. I mean, it seems like you guys are doing this the right way. I mean, transitioning in and making sure that everything's taken care of, and plenty of time. Sometimes in this world, it's just like get out. Hurry up, get in, and it's not the right way to do it.
It's not for an organization like the Community Foundation.
All right, well, you were a past Diamond Honoree.
I was.
Now, how cool was that? Every year, and they'll do it again this fall.
I cherish that. I have pictures with my kids that evening that are my favorite pictures of them and with me. So I remember that so fondly.
Well, you are one of the role models in this community that gets most often pointed to about how to do it the right way.
Thank
you. Weegee, we appreciate you stopping by today, and thank you for the gift, and keep doing what you're doing. I can't tell you. I know Beth probably is embarrassed by this, but I just have a wonderful time working with her on all these projects. She's just like you.
She's me times 10.
She's done a lot, and she means a lot to the community, but I always like to tell parents because I think that it's important to make note of that when we do nothing but complain about kids today, that you did a great job with her.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a break. Back with more. We're live in Central Park. Here's how you can participate. Pick up your phone right now. Call 875-1340, and you can buy a case of cookies of $60. That'll pay for two Girl Scouts for a year to be Girl Scouts. $60. And the case of cookies is going to go to the first responders and military. And all you have to do is call 875-1340. It is that easy. Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today we have sunny skies, highs around 91 degrees. Then for tonight, a 30% chance of seeing some showers with cloudy skies, lows around 70 degrees. Friday, sunshine, highs near 88. And Saturday, mostly sunny, highs near 85. It is 71 degrees in downtown Decatur.
This June, don't get stung by Measure B. The billionaires behind Measure B are swarming our mailboxes, our televisions, computers, even phones. Don't be fooled. The Mercury News says Measure B isn't about the housing shortage. It's about greed. On June 5th, say no to the billionaires and vote no on B. Paid for by Yes on C, No on B. Stop the Sprawl San Jose. Supported by Mayor Sam Liccardo. Committee major funding from Neighbors for Sam Liccardo for San Jose Mayor 2018.
Hiring is important. People are what make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter makes it simple. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted.
No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
Realtors. If finding the perfect gift for Father's Day has been difficult, tune into Byers & Company Tuesday, June 5th for an exclusive Super Tuesday Father's Day edition of the WSOY auction. For 3 hours only, from 6 until 9 a.m., score great deals that will only be available during Byers & Company. A Super Tuesday Father's Day auction, only from 6 until 9 a.m. during Byers & Company, Tuesday, June 5th. Exclusively on WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, and streaming live on NowDecatur.com.
Operation Cookie Share, presented by Earth Mover Credit Union. Call 875-1340 or stop by Setco Park in downtown Decatur and purchase Girl Scout cookies for our troops.
Okay, we're back here on a Thursday. Once again, Lindsay, I'm not sure what's going on with the bumps and the liners and stuff, but it's barely registering out here. I don't know. Hello, or is it just me?
I think maybe it's a little bit you.
Well, I'm up here, yeah, and they're on two greens, so you tell me. Is that me, or is there a meter level here for...
I turned me down, and then...
Okay, now you sound much better.
Yes, thank you.
But I kept everything else where
it's like a 69th broadcast over the last 70 days out and about. I'm just saying, maybe we should get a Girl Scout involved.
Everything else was good, now it's not good. I don't know. So I'll just keep changing as we go.
We'll adjust.
Okay, that we will do. We're going to be here in some shape or another, Y103, 95Q, Hot 105, until 5 p.m. today. You can call right now at 875-1340. That's the easiest way to do it. Or come down and join us. Lindsay, where is my information about lunch? I'm trying to go through all of this stuff and find out, because you can come down for the lunch hour.
Yes, and University Dogs. Will be out there.
I know, but when, where, prices, any of that?
I believe it's, I believe it is, University Dogs is doing hot dogs and chips and drink. I think it's $5.
Okay, but do I have any of that information?
I thought it was in that packet of all of that was given to you.
Okay, I'm searching through here trying to figure out when to tell people to come down. They can come down, basically, and have lunch.
Right.
I've got the history of the Girl Scouts, which is important, but I knew that going in because this is the 10th year of doing Operation Cookie Share. I think, what is it, about 5 years for us doing this?
Yeah, that sounds about right that we've been coming out here doing that. I think it's been about 5 years.
That sounds about right. Mm-hmm. Anyway, what you need to know is 100% of the proceeds stay right here, and all of the cookies. Now, I take that back. If you want to buy cookies for the troops and then buy some cookies for yourself, you can do that. But if you just make the donation, then the cookies are going to go to the troops and the first responders. And the great thing is, and we welcome Kelly Day and C.J. Hendrickson to the program, the logistics behind getting these cookies there is probably not an easy thing. I don't know what you want to talk about. I don't want to worry about it because they don't have to do that. But it's not. I mean, you're taking a big step out of the hands of the people. If they wanted to do something nice for the troops, you're doing all that lifting for them.
Absolutely. And we've got some great organizations that we work with. CJ, do you want to share who those people are that we're working with to get those cookies to all of our military and first responders?
Sure. We have two new partners this year. We have the Soldiers Angels. And the Soldiers Angels, they distribute through Illinois, through the country, and also overseas. And we work also with the Great Lakes Naval Facility. And also a new partner this year is the Illinois National Guard. And we deliver cookies to the Springfield National Guard. And from there, they distribute throughout the whole state of Illinois. So it's a really great partner.
All right. So but it's not an easy task. Before 9/11, it was much easier to get something to the troops. And after the anthrax scare and all the stuff that was going on, they sort of changed the way that works. So classrooms, teachers, individuals, it's harder unless you know a very specific number to get to a certain troop. It's hard to get stuff. So you guys are taking all of that off the table.
Exactly.
You're
going
to make sure they get to where they need to go. All people have to do is give. Now, $60 buy a case of cookies. If you want to buy a box or what, $5 a
piece? $5 a box.
All right. And give me, can you name all the flavors off the top of your head?
CJ can.
No, well, Kelly, I think CJ's a volunteer. I think it ought to be a minimum.
Oh, no, he's the cookie man.
All right, so how many different
tastes
are there?
Okay, we have 8 different varieties. Yeah. Okay, well, you really put me on the spot.
I'm sorry,
here.
I can help you. S'mores.
We have thin mints. We have Savannah Smiles.
Tagalongs.
Let's see. We have Dosey Doze. Oh, Kelly, you really put me on the spot here. Thin Mints, S'mores, Dosey Doze, Savannah Smiles, Tagalongs. I think that's the one
Tree
we forgot.
Tree foils and toffee tastic.
Our gluten-free toffee tastic.
It's like somebody's just sitting around making those things hard to say fast,
yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
Well, they're great flavors, and I guarantee you the troops are going to enjoy them. The first responders are going to enjoy them. Just having somebody thinking about you, whether you know them or not, is just a nice way of thanking somebody for their service. And more importantly, or as importantly, the money stays right here. So a case of cookies, we were talking to Pam earlier, mm-hmm. $60. That $60 basically pays for two girls to be Girl Scouts, I mean, for their membership fee for a year. I mean, I can't think of what else $60. I mean, that's a pretty significant return on investment for a $60 donation.
You bet.
So you come down here. You can just come drive through if you want. You can call 875-1340. We had a couple of early givers, a $2,000 lead gift and a $3,000 lead gift. That's 83 cases, you know. So that's, mm-hmm. I mean, those are going to go all over the world. The stuff that you do is so important for the future of our community by creating future leaders. And the one thing that organizations like the Girl Scouts have done for a long, long time you've created those leaders, but you have evolved into now where it's not sort of a male leader thing and a female leader thing. I mean, you guys are doing, they're getting a top-notch experience in science, technology, engineering, and math, and all the fun stuff, too, and just getting kids outdoors. How important is that today?
Absolutely. Absolutely, and we're doing that through camps. We're doing that through many community partners right here in Decatur, Richland Community College, Milliken. We're working with Caterpillar and ADM, and these girls are learning great things and really are building leaders for tomorrow and future employers for this community. And it is. It's a wonderful program that really is, like you said, $60 for two girls to be in the program.
That's a pretty big return on investment for a $60 donation. What's very impressive, and I'm sure